All of us, as we go through life, are repeatedly going to experience setbacks and failures. There will be times that we step out of our comfort zone and try something new, and it goes wonderfully well. And there'll be other times it goes horribly wrong and backfires. There'll be periods where we're really being the person we want to be and acting effectively and applying all our new skills and knowledge and life experience to build a better life. And there'll be other times where all of that stuff flies out of the window. We'll get hooked by our thoughts and feelings and act in self-defeating ways that are far removed from the sort of person we really want to be. There'll be times we try hard and succeed, and there'll be times we try hard and fail. Now, one thing is for sure, setbacks, failures, frustrations, and disappointments are painful. They hurt, and many of us are not very good at handling it. So the purpose of this exercise is to help you get better at handling those inevitable setbacks and failures. I'm assuming that you are right now hurting from something that has gone wrong, or something that might be something you tried and failed, or it might be something that you didn't do, something you avoided that you really wanted to do, or it might be, you know, any kind of setback or failure or frustration or disappointment. It doesn't really matter. And so bringing that to mind and getting yourself into a comfortable position, sitting or lying or standing, and just taking a moment to drop anchor, push your feet into the floor, straighten your back, move your arms and legs, have a stretch. If it's useful to do so, then taking a breath and feeling the breath flowing in and out of your body, a real sense of your body, a sense of control of your arms and your legs. And at the same time, acknowledging the difficult thoughts and feelings that are present. Failures and setbacks are painful. So what kind of difficult thoughts are present? Is your mind criticizing you, judging you, telling you the not good enough story? Is your mind time traveling or reason giving? Just kind of notice what your mind is doing and see if you can put a name to it. Here's my mind reason giving, or here's the not good enough story. And at the same time, acknowledge the feelings in your body. Are you feeling tight in the chest or knots in the stomach or heavy in your shoulders? Is there a particular emotion that you're feeling, anger or sadness or disappointment? And just kind of notice and name that feeling. So acknowledging the thoughts and feelings that are present and coming into your body, again, pushing your feet, straightening your back, pressing your fingers together or having a stretch. So there's feelings and thoughts here and there's a body here. And also engaging with the world around you, looking around, notice what you can see and hear and touch and taste and smell. So there's thoughts and feelings here. And there's a body here that you're in control of, and there's a world around you that you can interact with. So now that you're kind of present and grounded, let's come back to this failure or disappointment or setback or whatever it was. And let's begin by acknowledging this is normal, this is natural, all human beings do this. The fact that this has happened shows you that you have something in common with every other living human being on the planet. We will all at times try and fail. We will all at times run away from our challenges. We will all at times experience setbacks. We will all at times get hooked by our thoughts and feelings and pulled into patterns of behavior that are far removed from the sort of person we want to be. So this is part of being human. And let's also acknowledge that beating yourself up is not likely to help. You have a mind that is likely to judge and criticize and tell you the not good enough story and give you a hard time. And your experience undoubtedly shows you that that rarely, if ever, is useful or helpful. Now, I don't know how to stop your mind beating you up, but what you can do is notice and name that story. So try this now. Here's the not good enough story. Here's my mind beating me up. Here's self-judgment. Here's self-criticism. See what your mind is doing. Of course, at one level, your mind is trying to help you. Your mind thinks, well, if I just give you a hard enough time and really beat you up and judge you and criticize you, then maybe you'll learn from this. So perhaps you might like to thank your mind. Thanks, mind. Thanks for trying to help me out. And I've got this covered. I don't need that kind of help. The next step then is to tap into some self-compassion. Kindness and caring is what people need when they have suffered from setbacks and failures. If somebody that you really love were going through what you've just gone through, what are some kind words that you would say or some kind things that you would do for them? Presumably, you wouldn't start giving them a hard time, criticizing them, judging them, and so forth. You'd want to respond with kindness and caring. So the challenge is to do that for yourself right now. Begin by acknowledging where you're feeling this in your body, noticing the pain or the hurt or the numbness or the difficult emotions, and then bring in this sense of kindness. Now, one way to bring this sense of kindness to yourself is to place your hands together as if they are a cup, cupping your palms, and see if you can fill these hands with a sense of warm, kind energy. Perhaps tapping into memories of times you've used these hands in kind ways to help others that you love and care for. Maybe you've held a crying baby, or maybe you've put an arm around the back of someone or patted them on the shoulder or rubbed their back. Maybe you've held the hand of someone in great pain or laid your hand on the forehead of a sick child. Maybe you've just helped someone out with a difficult task or chore. That sense of kindness, putting it into these hands and letting them fill with a kind of warm, kind energy. Perhaps imagining it as energy glowing between your palms and directing that warm, kind energy inwards into your body. And particularly directing it inwards into any area where you're really hurt, where you're really feeling the pain and the hurt. And I invite you either to leave your palms there, radiating that warmth and kindness in, or, if you prefer it, take one of your hands and rest it gently on top of your heart. And just let that warmth and kind energy flow from your hand into your heart, and from there into any or all parts of your body where there's pain and hurt. And letting this warmth and kindness flow through your body, and wherever you contact pain or hurt, softening up, loosening up around it. The aim here is to support yourself. You're trying to send yourself a message of kind, caring support at a level deeper than words. If you could put this message into words, it would be something like, I see you're in pain, and I care about you, and I'm here for you. I invite you to see if you can put this kind of message into your own words. Perhaps think about somebody that you love or care, and if they were experiencing the pain that you are feeling right now because of some similar sort of setback or failure, and if you wanted to say something kind to this person with those elements that I can see you're in pain and I care about you and I'm here for you, what would you say? And see if you can repeat that same message to yourself with a kind inner voice. at the same time as sending this warm, kind energy. Now, the next step is to reflect on what you can learn from this event. There's almost always something useful that you can learn from failures and setbacks. For example, did you get hooked by any particularly difficult thoughts and feelings or emotions or memories? And if so, maybe what unhooking skills could you use next time around in a similar situation? Were there things that you did that actually were useful and helpful so that next time you could maybe do more of those things? As you reflect over this event, you know, what worked and what didn't work, what was useful and what wasn't, so that going forwards, next time you're in a similar situation, what could you do more of or less of or differently? Also consider, does this tell you that there are new skills that you need to learn or skills you need to practice and develop? Does it tell you there's more information that you need? Does it tell you that you need help or support from somebody? Just take a little bit of time to really think about this. What can you learn from this? Next time something similar happens, what could you do more of, or less of, or differently? Now we're coming to the end of the exercise, and you may want to spend more time considering those questions, and maybe get a pen and paper or write away at your computer and write your ideas down. Very important questions. In coming to the end of the exercise, recognize that self-compassion is essential. We will go through life over and over again, screwing things up, making mistakes, and the default setting of our mind is to pull out a big stick and start beating us up with self-judgment, self-criticism, and not good enough stories. So again and again, the challenge is to notice and name what your mind is doing, to unhook, to come back and practice being kind to yourself, and to drop anchor over and over. So let's just kind of finish off with a quick dropping anchor. Once again, take a moment to just notice the thoughts and feelings that are showing up for you. Name those thoughts, name those emotions and feelings. And coming back into your body, pushing your feet into the floor, straightening your back, having a stretch or pressing your fingertips together. Aware of your thoughts and your feelings, aware of your body, and also opening your eyes and ears and expanding your awareness of the world around you, noticing what you can see and hear, coming back into the world and seeing if you can take this sense of self-compassion out with you into the world.